Rock. Well, the big story this week, Joe, would be Tiger Woods at the Masters.
Yeah, sure. Practice rounds happened already, a press conference.
We are going down to Augusta right now from Global TV. Eric Sorensen is there. In fact, Eric, I understand you're on your way back to the course right now from your hotel.
Yes, and it's taking forever because, of course, with each day, more and more traffic, they're shutting off more and more roads. This is as bad as the Olympics.
Eric, have you been surprised so far at how many people have joined up on watching the practice rounds?
Well, you know, this is my first time at the Masters, I'm not that surprised. I mean, it is a beautiful golf course. The Masters has this, you know, magical reputation. And with Tiger being here under the circumstances, his first time back in 5 months and the whole scandal, I'm not surprised that there are people here. And the tickets may be pretty expensive.
All right. Well, speaking of that, we'll get to those in a second. I wanted to ask you that. But now, if you can clarify something for us, Eric, I understand not only fans, but even media like yourself, not allowed to be using your cell phones on the course?
That's absolutely the case. We were warned in no uncertain terms, and there are little signs at the one media center where you check in, no cell phones on the course. And I don't mean just turned off. Like, if you're caught with a thing in your pocket, you risk losing your credentials, so we were told. Now, of course, as you know, or you may have seen yesterday, Tiger
yes.
Woods pulled out his personal device and was texting somebody. But it seems like there are different rules for different people.
Some men never learn, actually. That's what got him into trouble in the first place, that texting business. How about this, Eric? I heard a rumor yesterday that apparently Tiger will have a bunch of undercover bodyguards there, some of them following him around. Have you heard anything about that?
These are the things I've been hearing about, that he has a huge entourage that's around and that there are a lot of security. It's hard to tell. Mostly what I'm seeing out on the course are a lot of people following him around.
Right.
If his security are wearing golf shirts, then they kind of blend in.
Right, sure.
I'm sure they do. Eric Sorensen from Global TV is at the Masters in Augusta. You mentioned those tickets, Eric. Have you checked out the prices that they're scalping for?
We're actually going to go and ask some of the people on the streets today, because outside the grounds, you have people standing on the sides offering up tickets. But I've heard that for a Sunday ticket, somebody was asking something like $1,500.
Wow.
I think that you're not likely to invest that until you know that Tiger Woods
yes.
makes the cut.
Well,
and is actually playing into the weekend.
We have a poll on our website at 92cityfm.ca asking that question. 81% of respondents figure Tiger's going to make the cut. How about your thoughts, Eric? Do you see him on the final day with a run?
I think that's his first challenge, is making the cut. Like, does he maintain focus? Does it all come collapsing down on him finally, the fatigue, etc.? And his game is just that much off because of those 5 months of being off and all the rest of it. But I think he is a guy that is capable of focusing. I did walk around with him a little bit yesterday on the grounds for a couple of holes before peeling off to go see the smaller group watching Mike Weir. And he looked relaxed. He made one shot into the ninth hole that just, bounced and spun right back past the hole. And the crowd just, it was like old times. And he looked relaxed, was smiling. So I think... his focus is legendary. For any other golfer, you'd say, well, they couldn't come back and threaten in a tournament like this after that long a layoff. But this is Tiger Woods, and that's what makes him special.
Well, you were among the throngs watching him, as you say, Eric, for a couple of holes yesterday. How were the fans toward him?
Well, these are golf fans. I'm not sure they reflect the population at large, where there's still a lot of skepticism about what he did, what he has said about it. But here, I think there's a general feeling that they want to see the best golf in the world, and this is the best golfer, and that he has, by and large, made his peace with his family. That's a personal thing for him, and if he can now come back and earn a living at the legal activity of professional golf, then he should be entitled to do so. And I think for the people that are coming to the Masters, you wouldn't find one of them saying, "Gee, I wish Tiger weren't here."
Well, we'll be watching your live reports there on Global Television, Eric. Thank you.
All righty.
Eric, one last question. When you were on the course, where was your cell phone?
it was turned off in my pocket. I forgot to leave it outside the ground. Don't broadcast this past Winnipeg.
That's a real reporter for you. Thanks, Eric Sorensen. Global TV down at the Masters for Tom and Joe at 7:40.